Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm night across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze keeps the night pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, just in, families of Jews, stabbed in London, express outrage. The sister of Shlomo Rand, a victim, blames British authorities for inaction. Also, Axios reports in the past hour that Trump advises Netanyahu on Lebanon strikes. He warns against large-scale attacks, saying they harm Israel's image. Also this hour, Jerusalem Post shares that the IDF destroyed a Hezbollah rocket launcher in southern Lebanon. A related drone strike targeted a fleeing terrorist. Separately, Ynet reports Amin Gemayel urges Lebanese leaders to seek peace with Israel. He cites shifting regional dynamics and Hezbollah's weakening. And finally, I-24 News interviews an Iranian activist who praises Israel's approach over the U.S. style. The activist predicts preparations for another uprising. Reaction has been swift on social media. Anna Ostrov, a journalist, posted just minutes ago about the brave actions of police in London. They detained a suspected terrorist using tasers after he resisted arrest. From X, Anshel Pfeffer, a commentator, shared thoughts on civil society's inaction. He highlighted disappointment over their silence on the threat to Jews. Eli Jacobi, a local reporter, broke news earlier that the London attack suspect is Somali-born, raising questions about UK immigration policies. Let's go deeper. Starting with the London attack, Israel Hayom highlights the frustration of victims' families. The sister of Shlomo Rand criticizes the UK's lack of action against threats to Jewish communities. This incident underscores growing concerns about anti-Semitic violence in Europe. Turning to Lebanon, Axios reports Trump urging Netanyahu for restraint in military actions. He stressed that large-scale strikes could damage Israel's global standing. This advice comes as Lebanon's political landscape shifts, offering potential diplomatic openings. Meanwhile, the IDF's recent strikes in Lebanon, covered by the Jerusalem Post, targeted Hezbollah assets. This comes after increased tensions in the region. Such operations aim to weaken Hezbollah's capabilities, affecting regional security dynamics. In Lebanon, as reported by Ynet, Amin Gemayel sees a chance for renewed peace efforts with Israel. He argues that Hezbollah's diminishing influence could facilitate dialogue. This perspective suggests a possible shift in regional alliances. Finally, I-24 News shares insights from an Iranian activist who favors Israel's political strategies. His comments indicate changing perceptions in Iran, potentially impacting future uprisings. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports issues at Carrefour's Eilat branch regarding pricing discrepancies. Customers find prices do not match advertised discounts, causing consumer frustration. Separately, CTech highlights advances in AI software, with Michal Lupu, CEO of Blocks, noting its role in boosting productivity. This was discussed at a recent startup event in Tel Aviv. And finally, Globes reveals Israel's cost of living now exceeds that of Europe's wealthiest nations. An Aaron Institute study shows living costs are over 21% higher, impacting household budgets. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.